Welcome to the show. Today, we're diving into something that's rapidly reshaping one of the most fundamental industries, how AI is transforming software development.
When you say transforming, what specifically are we talking about? Is it just code suggestions or something more profound?
Oh, it's way beyond suggestions now. Think of large language models like Claude. They're writing code, debugging issues, and even starting to architect systems.
Architecting systems is a pretty bold claim. I keep coming back to the idea of a machine making high-level design choices.
Well, picture this. It's like having an incredibly fast, always-on junior developer who can churn out boilerplate or fix syntax errors in seconds.
So the real question is, what kind of tasks are they best at? Is it just the repetitive, low-level coding?
Exactly. The idea is that it frees human developers from those repetitive tasks, letting them focus on the truly creative problem-solving, the nuanced business logic.
But what if we flip that? If AI is handling the routine, what about ensuring that AI-generated code is secure, correct, and maintainable?
Ah, that's the key challenge, isn't it? The security, correctness, and maintainability. That's where human oversight becomes paramount.
Here's what bugs me about that. If an AI writes a bug or introduces a vulnerability, who's ultimately responsible? The AI? The developer who used it?
And this is where it gets wild. Experts caution that human oversight remains critical, especially for complex architectural decisions and nuanced business logic.
The part nobody's talking about is the shift in skill sets. Are we training developers to be AI wranglers now instead of pure coders?
It's less about being a pure coder and more about being a highly skilled editor and guide. It's like if Uber had a baby with Wikipedia for code. You're still the driver, but you have an incredibly powerful navigation system and a vast knowledge base at your fingertips.
I wonder whether this makes the entry point easier for some, but raises the bar for truly understanding the underlying systems.
It certainly creates an aha moment for productivity. Companies are investing heavily in these AI-powered development tools. Some are predicting that within 5 years, most routine coding will be AI-assisted.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. Most routine coding. That still leaves a massive amount of non-routine, complex, innovative work. So it's not a replacement, but a force multiplier for a certain type of task.
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. It's not about replacing developers, it's about augmenting them. It's like moving from writing assembly code by hand to using a high-level language. It changes the nature of the work.
So the real question is, are developers prepared for this shift? Are they embracing it or resisting the idea of an AI copilot?
From what I'm seeing, the smart ones are absolutely embracing it. It's a tool, and a powerful one at that, for faster iteration and less grunt work.
My concern is the over-reliance. If you don't understand the fundamentals, how do you debug the AI's mistakes?
That's why human oversight for complex architectural decisions and nuanced business logic is non-negotiable.
It's less about AI doing the job entirely and more about AI enabling developers to do different jobs or the same job with a different toolkit.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. It's not just about speed. It's about accessibility. More people might be able to code with AI assistance.
Which brings its own set of challenges, particularly around quality control and the democratization of potential security risks.
True, it's a powerful tool, but still a tool in human hands, demanding human intelligence and ethics.
The future of software engineering is clearly collaborative, not purely automated. That's the takeaway for me.